Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor. Lancaster County, the best county in the Keystone State. Jim McTague, former Washington editor for Barron's Magazine, now a novelist in Lancaster County. We begin with Jim's trip to Costco, especially the eggs part of Costco, because last week we learned that they were selling flats, but there was a shortage at the end of the day. Eggs are very expensive everywhere. They're compounded expensive because of the bird flu that is now obliging the destruction of flocks. Jim started the story about bird flu with snow geese, Canadian geese, dead in the Lehigh Valley. Now, however, we're watching eggs. Jim, a very good evening to you. The shopping at Costco, was it relaxed? Was it careful? And what about the eggs? Good evening to you, Jim.
Hi, John. Well, the traffic, this was a Thursday afternoon. Monday and Saturdays are their busiest days, but the people who work at Costco told me it was a little bit slow, but it was steady. So they had a constant stream of shoppers, but not as many as they're used to. The shoppers were very careful. We didn't see impulse buying. A lot of people only had a few items in their baskets, and I saw them handling and looking at the pricing very carefully. So it tells me the consumer is being squeezed.
And what about the price?
Oh, the price. Well, I went right to the eggs, and there's some shrink packaging. Costco had been selling 24 eggs for $8.64, which is about what you get a dozen eggs for in the supermarket. But now Costco is selling, I think it's 16 eggs. If you do the math, they're selling them for $6 and some cents. The price is about 35 cents an egg, as opposed to 75 cents an egg from eggs produced at Lapp's Farm, which is a big local egg producer.
I want to understand this. 16 eggs? There's a carton for 16 eggs?
I thought it might be 18. It used to be 24. So they're downsizing their cartons, and they're limiting you to 3 cartons of eggs, because a lot of restaurateurs come in there. You know, 35 cents an egg, that's pretty good price. Like I said, in the supermarket, they're 75 cents an egg.
Are they Amish size eggs or are they small eggs?
They're a little bit bigger than the large eggs at Costco. The local eggs are a little bit bigger, but not much bigger. So Costco's a good deal if you want some eggs.
All right, we're headed to the Pancake House. What about the eggs there?
Well, the Pancake House, they have a big sign on the door as you go in. There's $1.50 surcharge for all their egg dishes now. So they're charging about 75 cents an egg. And usually the place is packed, but it was pretty empty when I was in there, which surprised me because it is popular and there's a sign on the door, help wanted, full and part time. So I asked the waitress, I said, it doesn't look like you need help. Why are you advertising for help? And she said, well, the owner put that up some time ago and he never got around to taking it down. So that leads me to reassess my help wanted metric when I'm trying to measure the economy here in Lancaster County. Maybe a lot of employers have not gotten around to taking the signs down.
So if you order something that has eggs in it, you pay a surcharge.
Yes, $1.50, and then if you pay with a credit card, you pay a 3.5% surcharge as well.
Doesn't everything have eggs in it? Like if they put bread on your table, isn't that eggs?
Yeah, they won't charge you $1.50 extra for pancakes, for example. It's just if it's an omelet, something that explicitly says eggs.
Now we're headed to the big showdown. What is Mike and Michelle's The Tattered Shirt? What is that?
Well, there's a little town north of Lancaster called Lititz. It's a cute touristy place with a lot of shops and, you know, they have a lot of tourist attractions. Like they had an ice sculpture show recently. And the Tattered Shirt is a little gift shop. You can buy, you know, local touristy stuff. Like I bought a hat from them that says Lititz Rocks. And I bought it because humorously, Lititz is the last place in the world you would think would rock. But there's also outside of town, there's something called Rock Lititz, which is the opposite, which is the largest practice stage in the country for rock and roll bands rehearsing for stadium presentations. So it's become a Lititz suddenly within the past 5 years has gone from a nowhere place, a joke. I heard, you know, Steve Martin used to joke about Lititz, PA, to now a, you know, a venue that attracts the biggest names in rock music and country music, you know, because of the rehearsals.
How's business for Mike and Michelle?
They said the first quarter has been really tough. And I heard that from others, too. They said, you know, they said they got some business came in at Valentine's Day. Some came in with the ice sculpture. But overall, the first quarter in the whole Lancaster County has been miserable compared to a year ago.
Tariffs. We go to Francisco, who co-owns the Mad Chef. What is that?
The Mad Chef is a brew pub in East Petersburg, where I live. It's only 4 miles from Lititz, by the way. And Francisco has a booming business, but he's very much afraid of that the tariffs, on Canada, a 25% proposed tariff, will really squeeze his business because most of the hops, I didn't realize this, most of the hops used by brewers come from Canada. You know, we produce hops in this country, but there just isn't enough to satisfy the demand. And so he's fretting a possible cost increase of 25% in his beer manufacturing. And he also says the any aluminum hike will hurt because, you know, they use aluminum in their vats, and I guess they do their own canning as well. So the machinations in Washington, the tariff talk, have the small business guy here in Lancaster, PA, 125 miles away, on the edge of his seat.
And do Mike and Michelle worry about the tariffs as well?
No, they just worry about consumer spending because there's not as much foot traffic. And, you know, Lititz has all kinds of gift shops, kind you find in most tourist towns, T-shirts, you know, antiques, you know, they have an olive oil shop, you name it. They have a lot of restaurants or sidewalk cafes, fun place. But the foot traffic is significantly lower this year than it has been in the past.
Walmart thinks a slowdown third quarter. Sometimes they call it a recession. Is that consistent with what you saw, Jim? 30 seconds.
It is consistent. The consumer is really pulling back. And recreational buying is out the window. It's only necessity buying.
Jim McTagg, former Washington editor for Barron's Magazine, now a novelist in Lancaster, reporting on Lancaster County, right now, anxiety. This is CBS Eye on the World. I'm John Batchelor.
You're listening to CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique Studio Plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your Studio Plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
You've done it again, finance teams. You closed the books, and it went fine. Sure, some expenses were missing receipts, but that's fine. Stayed late to process invoices by hand. It's all fine. But don't you deserve better than fine? With Ramp, expenses are submitted with a text, invoices are coded automatically, and everything is connected to your accounting system so you can close the books without all the busy work. Switch your business to ramp.com and love finance again.